This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Could not be more thrilled to have you join me listening to the show, getting your feedback. That's starting to come more and more. I don't know whether it's 2018. You're opening up. We've formed a relationship. You feel like you're comfortable with me. Whatever it is, take me home to daddy, right? Whatever it is, I'm glad we've found ourselves. And you guys are starting to communicate more. Now, I've been getting your other stuff, and you guys know I write you back, and we have our dialogue. But I'm just telling you, the volume increased. Maybe you had more time on your hands during the holiday. Maybe you're more resilient. You feel – that's not the word I was looking for. You're more – it's like you're feeling good. I'll think of something else for it. But you're feeling better. You're like, you know what, 2018, that Kevin Jackson's right. We left an amazing year. We're starting an even more amazing year with lots of things that are due to happen. And you're going, we're at the brink of stuff, man. Why doesn't it happen? Why does not this stuff? I'm ready, Kevin. I'm ready to watch the Clintons go to prison and some other people do this. And I'm ready to watch my stock portfolio continue to grow. We just blasted through 25,000 on the Dow. And all. I mean, it's a crazy time. Crazy good if you're a conservative. So what do I want you to do? I want us to focus today on patience. The theme today is patience. And what's funny is I'm probably one of the worst people to talk about it. I'm impatient. I've learned how to deal with it. Aren't we all sort of impatient? It's brought, I mean, you're it's sort of an innate thing. You're born with it. You want it now. Once you become aware, from your development as a little toddler, a little baby, and you become a toddler and you want something, you want it now. Tolstoy said, the two most powerful warriors, patience and time. Now, let me tell you something about yourselves, conservatives. You've learned patience. You've learned how to pace yourself. You've learned that you are not going to become the CEO of a company in 2 years. You've learned lots of things that you have to put things off. You have to wait. You have to save. That things come to you as you, in other words, like you collect baseball cards. And you don't think, next year my baseball card is going to be worth money. You think in 50 years or 100 years, and you plan that. You push it down the road. You buy gold or silver. And you say, yeah, I don't care what it costs today. I know it's going to have intrinsic value down the road, and it may even have more. You plan stock portfolios. You plan for your college education for your kids. You have learned patience. And what's funny about it is the quicker you learn it, the better. But let me tell you who's not patient. Leftist. Leftists want what they want, and they want it now. They want it immediately. We want nationalized health care, and we got Obama. Boom, you get Obamacare. And they gave it to us whether we liked it or not. They didn't look at it and say, wait a minute, let's look at the bad parts. Let's take that. Let's do this methodically. Let's take this patiently. No, we're going to ram it through. Now, they claim that's what we're doing. With taxes and all these other things, and the abandonment of Obamacare. All we're doing is undoing the reckless nature of their lack of patience. Now, when you think about patience, and I already gave this away, the most impatient people on the planet are children. Children want what they want, when they want it, and if they don't get it, they're in the supermarket, doing little, waddling around on the floor, throwing temper tantrums. And you know what we've done? We've indulged their lack of patience. We don't want to fight them. Go ahead and give them the doggone candy bar. Give them the lollipop. Let them go to the zoo. I don't care. I mean, just stop. We've indulged their lack of patience. And that's our fault. Because we know what's right, we know what's wrong, and we still have let them get away with it. And you've exercised patience. You want to know why? Because you've believed, wrongly, that leftists will correct themselves, that they will outgrow it. Your kids generally do. Because they eventually get into the real world and go, holy cow, people are no longer catering to me. People aren't showing patience for my bad behavior. In fact, they're revolting against it. So see, they're forced to learn life's lessons. That's the sad part of leftism. You can talk about all these things in your theoretical, you know, think tanks at colleges and universities, but when reality hits, it's going to kick you square in the naughty bits for you guys. Girls, I don't know. It'll punch you in the face. The funny thing about reality is it doesn't care about gender. It doesn't care about religion. It doesn't care about sexuality. No, reality doesn't give a crap. Reality's like, what? Oh, you need a dose. And it'll slap you upside the head. And it doesn't care. It says, so sue me. Reality is a mofo, okay? And it will hit. There's no question about it. So you've exercised patience. You did it the right way. Now, I'm not telling you that I think we waited too long. We could have shaved a decade off this, all right? But for whatever reason, God saw it in his wisdom to make us wait till 2016 to figure things out. And that's when we decided, okay, it's now time to act. Because as I said, Tolstoy, you know who he is. The two most powerful warriors are patience and time. In other words, it was just a matter of time before we decided we were going to go to war. And we did it. And what did we get? We got this amazing U.S. economy. We have this amazing president who actually cares about us and who actually wants to make sure that the legislation that he puts forth benefits Americans. British poet Edith Sitwell said this. She says, I'm patient with stupidity, but not with those who are proud of it. And that's probably one of the most profound things you could use when you're talking to a leftist. Same thing you could do when you're talking to your kids. I'm patient with stupidity, but not with those who are proud of it. Can't say it better myself. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all-too-familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Everybody, Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. I want to give a quick shout out to my buddy at KYKN. His name is Gator. And Gator has a show on, this is a radio station up in Oregon. And these guys, Gator's like my brother. The station is one of the few stations that took a chance on me early on. We had to do a lot of stuff during the holidays due to travel schedule and quite frankly, my, the holidays and just needing some time off. And we did a lot of best of shows and, you know, the affiliates for the most part, they don't complain because they understand, you know, I'm pretty busy. And we had an issue with the guest host. So we've had issues, you know, around that. And I haven't had many guest hosts. We will this year when I'm having to take some time off, but these guys show nothing but patience and letting us get everything kind of aligned again. And I want to thank those guys from that and all the affiliates because, you know, it's a tough business and I wish I could be available 24/7 for everything, but it can be very difficult. And sometimes you just run out of steam. And quite frankly, during the holidays, I wanted to spend time with family and friends, as I know you guys did as well. I think our best of shows are amazing because they're stuff that I believe are relevant to life in general, not just applied to politics. But anyway, I want to give a shout-out to guys at KYK and Gator. And also let you guys know I will be coming to an event. I don't have the details of it. It's in Oregon. I believe it's on March the 2nd and 3rd. And I'll get more details around that and let you guys know. I will also be in California at a Horowitz event, David Horowitz event. I'm also scheduled to be in West Palm later in the year at their big event. And well, I said in West Palm. And I'll be speaking in St. Louis later in the month for you guys that are in that market. I know they carry my show at 97.1. So I'll be there at an educational conference speaking there. And also we're going to showcase, talk about the movie at that event in a sidebar event. So lots going on. I say this all the time. If you guys have something you want to do with us as a team member, if you say, Kevin, I'll host a fundraiser for the film. I want to be a location where we show the film on the dates that we decide we're going to let it get. We're talking about the end of March for BleedingBlueMovie.com if you want to know what I'm talking about. We're doing a film to showcase the other side of the police story. But if you want to be a part of that, let us know. We love having you your feedback. KJRadio.com. You can call us at 844-551-8255. So there's a lot to discuss, folks. And one of the things I want to talk about is this conundrum that the left has presented that they don't even know the funny thing about the left is that they don't realize how stupid they are. And I'm not saying that to get laughs out of you or chuckles or whatever, even though, let's face it, they are stupid. But I'm telling you that because I'm a logistician. I like to look at the logic of things and the order of things. That's just the analytical brain that I have. And I look at these people and I say to myself, do you understand what you just said? What you just said is counter to your argument. I call it the death spiral. You get a leftist talking about an issue, and suddenly he's just spiraling. He's like, whoa, whoa. And then eventually he says, what? You're racist, or you're homophobic, or you're... He's going to give you some label. There's a Swami, his name is Swami Sivananda, and he says, there's something good in all seeming failures. You don't see it now, but time will reveal it. Be patient. And we appear to have failed. We failed in training the left. We failed in training our kids. They turn to the way of evil. We have failed in training this nation. And it seemed like we failed. We're like, man, all these things, especially 2008 when Barack Obama got in, and then, oh goodness, 2012. I've talked about this many times on the show. I don't know how many of my friends were just like, Kevin, I don't know what we're going to do. We're going to lose the Supreme Court. I mean, people were, they were just morbid. It was like zombies. The day after the election in 2012, I don't think you could get punched in the gut harder to where it would just make any more impact. That day, it was like there was a cloud around me. And I know how I felt, and I was still trying to be optimistic because I was like, look, you know, we gave it a best shot. Obama won, end of story. But I made a few, you know, declarations of my own and said, I'm never following another Republican or any other conservative, or call it what you want. You people don't know what you're doing. I'm a strategist. I know how to win, and I'm tired of losing, so I'm going my own path. And I did. And that's why I sit here today talking to you. Now, I'm not telling you, you know, I'm the baddest guy out there. Lord knows, I'd love to be getting the press that Ben Shapiro gets. He's a nice kid, but I'm going to tell you, we are just as poignant in the things that we say and do, but I haven't had time to figure out all the little hooks to get to, you know, 3 million website visits a day. But congratulations to him. But we are just as relevant. And so I look at, you know, where we got to go with all of this stuff and how we felt. And I'm telling you, we had the air just sucked out of us. But we were patient. I'm patient right now. There are people out there who are, I will tell you, I have friends that are out there, man, they are just crazy numbers and everything else. And I say congratulations to them. But we're just going to be patient. My team, we have these discussions all the time. You know, we could be doing better. I'm the one leading those charges. But I go, you know what? It's all God's plan. That's the thing that keeps me sane. But here's what I want to talk about with this leftist conundrum. See, the conundrum is a deranged Donald Trump is more effective than a sane Barack Obama. If you listen to the leftist media, they've declared President Trump mentally ill. You hear the words like, he's unhinged. He's unfit to be president. Now, keep in mind, this is after knowing the statistics around the Trump presidency. Probably, and I don't think it's probably, I think it's undoubtedly, the best year one presidency post-war, you know, post-George Washington. I'm going to defer to the past because they were putting together the nation. But in modern day, undoubtedly, the best presidency, year one, certainly in my lifetime, and I bet you in your lifetime as well. But they say the guy that gave us the 25,000 Dow, unemployment at 4.1%, the lowest Latino unemployment in history, lowest black unemployment, not in history because we were fully employed in the 50s, but certainly in a long time, probably since we've been keeping records. The more manufacturing jobs created in a year, Donald Trump created more manufacturing jobs in his first year than Barack Obama could create in 10. Those are the numbers. I'm not just making that up. And so they want you to believe this guy's unfit. He's unhinged. Why would you turn your economy or anything else over to this guy?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors partners for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Protect your family this holiday season with affordable leather ID Stronghold wallets and purses. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time at idstronghold.com. That's coupon code PRESENT. Also available at walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, or QVC. idstronghold.com.
Live inside the mainstream media and their giant, well, incestuous, almost like bubble, well, then you might have seen that the economy under President Trump is on an absolute tear. This is good news for forgotten men and women in this country. Take a look at these numbers. Dow Jones now soared today to over 25,000, its highest number ever. The job market continues to boom. ADP reporting today 250,000 new jobs created in December alone, which is the most in 9 months for that survey. And take a look at this headline. Job cut announcements in 2017 see the lowest level since 1990, Challenger report says. And here's another headline. Manufacturing in the U.S. just accelerated to its best year since 2004. And earlier today, the president is moving to now open up offshore drilling. That's right, off the coast, both coasts, and in the Gulf, which is vital to America becoming energy independent, the lifeblood of our economy. And that's just only some of the good news from this week alone. Unemployment, a 17-year low, 4.1%. Under President Trump, before the 250,000 jobs, 1.7 million jobs were created. That's now 2 million jobs. African-American unemployment in America is now at a 17-year low. Food stamp use is at a 7-year low. 2 million fewer people using food stamps now under President Trump in 1 year. Home prices are up 6%. The Trump administration has now taken a chainsaw to burdensome regulation from our government, and for every new one they created in terms of regulation, 16 have been slashed and cut away. There's GDP so far, we have seen two quarters of over 3% growth. And remember, Barack Obama, the only president in the history of this country to never reach 3% GDP growth for an entire year. Now, here's what the media will never tell you. Well, there's a night and day difference between the economy just a year ago and now under Donald Trump for 1 year. And under Obama's economy, I'll remind you, it was god-awful. Lowest labor participation rate since the 70s. 95 million Americans out of the labor force. The worst economic recovery since the 40s. The lowest home ownership rate in 51 years. 13 million more Americans on food stamps. 8 million more in poverty. 43 million total living in poverty under Obama. In just 1 year, the economy is now turning around. And that's before the $1.5 trillion historic tax cut even had a chance to take effect.
Holy Toledo! Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. What a litany of accomplishments. And that brings me back to what I was talking about, this conundrum of the left. And here's the reason why. I want you to thank yourself for exercising patience. Could we have speeded things up a bit? Perhaps. But we wouldn't have candidate Donald Trump turned president Donald Trump in the most crazy circumstances, in a time when he shouldn't have won. And everybody was telling us the dude was unfit
He was unhinged. Don't give him access to the nuclear button. And what's funny is, leading up to the president, to the Republican nomination, they didn't say that about Donald Trump. You remember? They were very calm. Oh, Donald Trump, he's a viable candidate. They wanted Donald Trump. You know what I'm talking about, right? Now, I'm not making this up. I remember the polling where Hillary Clinton and those people were like, you know, oh, these Ted Cruz and all these people, Donald Trump's the guy that we think would be the toughest guy to beat. And they were telling you their fear there's a part of me that believes that they really, you know, felt like he was the guy to beat. But what was funny, once he got, they sort of made it to where he was the front runner, you could feel the fear of the left. It was like, they went from this confidence of, yeah, let's get Trump because he's got all this baggage and he's a loose cannon. You know, we'll be able to beat him, man. He's got so much. And then they got him, and then suddenly Trump didn't change. And they were like, uh-oh. So he was unhinged. At that point, look at how crazy he is. He doesn't act presidential. So this guy, he's written this book. His name is Michael Wolff, Fire and Fury. Everybody was talking about this cat over the weekend. I mean, it was during the last week, actually, they were talking about the book, Fire and Fury. This is where all the Bannon, the Steve Bannon stuff came to be, right? Oh, yeah, Steve Bannon said some negative things about Donald Trump, and then Bannon, oh, no, I really respect the president. Well, that's a whole other story. Steve Bannon's in big trouble, but I'm going to talk about that down the road. But in this book, Michael Wolff portrays Trump as stupid, and he claims Trump didn't want to be president, and he's unfit for office. Now, let me just tell you what's going on here. The left is trying to sell a narrative. They've now said, oh, Bannon, he said the same things. Michael Wolff is saying it, and they're promoting this book big time. President Trump's fighting the book. I just got an email from friends with the entire book in PDF, and I wrote to my buddies, and they were like, hey, give this book away so nobody buys it. And I said to myself, that's what they want. Somebody has already bought 5 million copies of this book and said, I'll finance it. Give it away. Let these people read it because they want you reading this propaganda. And here's part of it, what they said in this article I was reading. It says, Wolff's portrait of Trump as a one-dimensional figure who had no conception that he could win the 2016 election. Little clue what to do after he emerged victorious from the campaign trail, and virtually no interest in or aptitude for acquiring the skills and information needed to fulfill the role of president. Here, and this is a quote, here was arguably the central issue of the Trump presidency, Wolff writes. The commander-in-chief didn't process information in any conventional sense, or in a way, he didn't process it at all. That's the quote. So, just so we're clear, folks, an Ivy League graduate of Wharton School of Business, the top business school in the country, possibly the world, a man who's amassed billions of dollars across multiple industries, dealing with big cities, states, countries even, in order to do his job, and has done it successfully. A man who set his sights on the presidency has been very clear in decades. They've gone back decades to look at Trump. And he has said the same things that he feels today. And they tell you he's an idiot. The guy who trounced Hillary Clinton. The guy who dare put his naughty bits and wriggle them sexually in the face of Barack Obama and taunt him. Teabag the man. And he wins the presidency. And they say, he's an idiot. Which in effect says, you're an idiot. Because most of you listening to this program voted for him. And many of you who listen to this program, you leftists, you wish you'd voted for him at this point. You won't admit it. But you're here listening for a reason. And it ain't because I'm so cute. So I wonder what he thinks of the man who beat this woman who was ordained, coronated. And we got Hillary Clinton, who sets up a crooked charity, this mafioso racketeering organization, so she can amass an ill-gotten fortune. Hillary Clinton's pedigree, up to the point of being president, was failing the bar in D.C., becoming a cut-rate attorney in Arkansas who prosecuted, who defended, a man who raped a young girl, who rode on the coattails of her husband's career, a man for whom she has very little respect, but whom she had already attached her star to. She used her husband's connections to get her jobs, to get money for the family in these crooked dealings with commodities trading and whitewater investments and all kinds of stuff, because she worshipped the almighty dollar and power. Then she uses her husband's career to become a senator in a state where she really didn't have residency. She's a junior senator who then goes on the coattails of a black ne'er-do-well by the name of Barack Obama in order to get her next stair step, which is Secretary of State, where she failed miserably. There's nothing Hillary Clinton can point to in her tenure as Secretary of State that would make you go, wow, look at how amazing she was. Everything this woman did was a failure. And I dare any of you suckers out there, you leftists, I dare you to call me and try to debate me on this issue. I will absolutely wipe the floor with your little butthocks. But this is the woman that they say was the smartest person in the world, and she deserved to be president. And leftists are unrelenting in furthering their narratives. Let me give you a couple. Here's what USA Today said of Trump. Ill-equipped to be commander-in-chief. Why? Because Trump hadn't gallivanted all over the world pretending to be important because they set up meetings with, you know, General this or Commandant that or whatever? Nonsense. James Clapper said, I really question his fitness to be in the office.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
He is me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME 44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME 44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME 44 to 42424.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal tea at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma. Your path to wellness begins here.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, talking about patience. We're talking about getting the right person at the right time, and that's what we did. And the left are now telling us that our guy, our hero, dare I say our superhero, Donald Trump, President Donald Trump, is unhinged. He's unfit to be president. Glad you guys are here. KJRadio.com is where you can get the show on demand anytime you want, and I hope you will. I'm talking about this book, Fire and Fury, or something like that. This guy Michael Wolff wrote, and It might as well be a work of fiction, to be honest with you, but he claims, oh, I did interviews inside the White House. It is nonsense. It is a lie. This book is drivel, junk. But the left like it because it's in the news cycle and it's taking people's minds off of the real issues, which is all of the suckers that are going to do the perp walk in 2018. And now I'm going to talk about that. Be patient. Not only for me to cover it in the show, but what's going to happen in 2018. Many of you are out there going, Kevin, it just isn't going to happen, man. It's too much in the deep state. Too many people have too much information on other people, blah, blah, blah. There's never going to be this, that, and the other. Yes, there will. You've waited this long to get a president who finally cares about what you think. And some of you, on April 15th, when you file your taxes, are going to go, whoa! I got money back. You didn't expect that. You're going to go, whoa, I have insurance where I get to keep my doctor and keep my plan. You didn't expect that. You're going to go, whoa, are you kidding me? My streets are actually getting worked on and the things that where the money is supposed to be allocated is actually going to that. You're going to watch the debt at some point begin to shrink. You're going to watch the deficit shrink. You're going to watch people go back to work and start enjoying life. And you didn't think all that was going to happen. You didn't think that manufacturing job was coming back to the United States. You thought all these companies that were talking about leaving or already building their plants in Guadalajara and Guam. No, they're building them here. I just saw a story that said Apple is bringing back $200 billion into the economy. They got more, but they've already started to bring it back. We know they're building manufacturing facilities. I don't need to go through all this stuff. What I'm telling you, folks, is the man who put all that into action, the left tells you he's unhinged, unfit. I said USA Today said he's ill-equipped to be commander-in-chief. James Clapper. This guy was the head of the intelligence agencies. I really question his ability, his fitness to be in his office. Don Lemon, one of the worst anchors on nationwide TV at CNN, says he's unhinged. It's embarrassing. Let me tell you something. Watch Don Lemon's show and tell me if it's embarrassing and if he's unhinged. But here's the deal. Let's run with that narrative. Let's go with it. Because I want you to feel good about this. Because what the left knowingly admit is that the man that they believe is an idiot outperforms the man that they declared the best president ever. I want you to think about that for a second. It would be like you saying, I've got five kids, and somebody goes, oh, my kid's smarter than your kids. And you go, really? And so they say, well, if your kids are so smart, let's put them together. And you go, okay, great. I'm going to give you my idiot kid. And then your idiot kid beats them in the spelling bee. It beats them in the math contest or whatever. You get what I'm saying? And you're going, holy cow, that was my idiot. That wasn't even my best kid. Get over here, Sally. Don't even let me sit Sally on you. I don't have any idiot kids. I'm just saying, if you were to do that to your kid, if you measure them, and some of you do know if you have one of those idiot kids, but back to these leftists. So they're admitting that the guy that they think is completely incompetent, and I played a clip from Hannity earlier of all the things that Donald Trump has accomplished. And that's what the idiot did versus Barack Obama. The Dow busted 25,000. It grew by 1,000 faster than any time in history from 24,000 to 25,000. In fact, when it hit 24,000, you guys remember, I said he might get to 25,000 before the end of the year. Now, we're talking about, you're supposed to be just eking out wins in the Dow right now because it's so high. We went from 24,000 to 25,000, the fastest growth to 1,000 in the history of the Dow. Trump still hasn't completed his first year. Over 2 million jobs created. The December jobs report confirmed that those 2 million jobs were created with 4.1% unemployment. Now, look at Barack Obama. Lost almost 5 million jobs his first year. Year one unemployment rate, 11.2%. And while Barack Obama buoyed the Oval Office chair, because he certainly didn't man it, the average duration of unemployment in the United States went from 19.8 weeks to 32.8 weeks. You know, Obama's last year in office, I've told you this before, he lost 17,000 manufacturing jobs. Trump's first year, he created 171,000 manufacturing jobs, and they haven't finished counting. These are the jobs that their brilliant president said were gone forever. You like the way I said that? Housing values up 6%. That's trillions of dollars in the economy. People can now take loans out on their homes. People are selling their homes, which is your biggest nest egg, and putting them into other things, businesses, things they've always wanted to do, travel. They're recirculating that money into the economy. Under Obama, houses lost value. The housing market is booming. According to Standard & Poor's, U.S. house prices have surged 6.2% from a year ago. Strong demand. Americans looking to buy. That's what I'm telling you. But in contrast, we had the lowest home ownership in America for 7 years in a row under the black dude. Under President Trump, America has a 17-year low food stamp recipient as compared to Barack Obama, who we all know. Under his leadership, and I'm using my finger quotes, the poverty rate in the United States was at 15% or above for three consecutive years from 2009 to 2013. We spent $3.7 trillion on welfare programs, and the number of Americans who were on food stamps went from 32 million to 46 million. I give you Barack Obama. If you want to sum up Obama's economy or his tenure as president in one word, let me help you. Hell. Okay? No matter how you slice it, President Trump achieved rock star status when it comes to his performance. And that's not too bad for a guy that the left wants to convince you is mentally deranged. And you wonder how Democrats can live with themselves. Well, I can tell you that. They redefine stuff. Like illegal immigration is good for the economy. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sure Kate Steinle's family believes that. And certainly illegals are propping up California's economy into bankruptcy, right? And what of Muslim terrorists? Don't you feel safer knowing we have jihadist training camps in all 50 states? Because allowing terrorists in via the refugee resettlement program is good for multiculturalism. What are you? Racist? Islamophobic? And then President Trump made the stupid move of making NATO pay for their share of the membership cost to be a member of that organization. He did the same thing to the UN. He says, hey, look, if you're going to take our money, how about you try being effective? And the left look, what are you doing making NATO pay their way, man? I mean, that's being mean-spirited, dude. You're saying NATO's no good. Yeah, if NATO's not paying its bills, it's no good. It's like a father doesn't pay child support. I'm sorry. And you're no good. It's particularly when you have the money. Oh, you know, the United States is doing it. Why should we care? President Trump got China to buy American beef, something they haven't bought for over a decade. He negotiated a massive trade deal that opened the Chinese market to over 183 new products. He went to Saudi Arabia, brought back the largest defense contract, $350 billion, and it wasn't just to feed our defense contractors. It was meant to say to Saudi Arabia, you're going to protect yourself. We're not protecting you anymore. You're going to fight the war on terror. Just think about all the stuff this man's done. Somebody better get this man a doctor, a shrink, because he's mad, baby. He's mad. Consider what the White House press secretary said when she was asked if he was unfit. And Sarah Sanders says, he's unfit. He probably wouldn't be sitting there, wouldn't have defeated the most qualified group of candidates the Republican Party has ever seen. This conservative man makes Obama look anemic. Most Americans can hardly wait for the weekend to end so they can watch their stock portfolios grow. Or we're looking for jobs that now exist. But we also feel safer, folks. We're back to being Americans again. So how long do you think this is going to last for the left?
won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.